You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 442, recorded June 2022, posted March 2024. Spa Day.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sivillar. I use he, him pronouns. Today, we are continuing one of our Candlekeep Mysteries adventures. We are continuing the adventure, The Price of Beauty. Our adventurers are looking for a missing dwarven librarian, a dwarven librarian who may have journeyed through a portal inside a book, as you do. In their explorations, they have arrived at a temple, the Temple of the Restful Lily, which basically seems to be a spa in the middle of the forest. That's just a lovely, lovely place. Let's meet our players. And as we join them in this relaxing adventure, First up, it's Monty Ashley. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Tony. I'm Monty Ashley. I'm playing Townley Mountain Taker, a warlock for the Queen of Air and Darkness. And I'm currently in a big fluffy robe with a Restful Lily logo on left. And I'm looking around for the baths.
Yeah. Also joining us, it's Annette Weirstra. Welcome back, Annette.
Hello, I'm playing Valenthe, a high elf druid, she, her, and I am similarly attired in a robe and also know that the baths are probably the best place to start in a spa because Valenthe knows spas.
Also joining us, James Thompson. Hi, James.
Hello, I am playing Nasa Nightweaver, who is a high elf rogue who is deeply suspicious of the fluffy robes. And also deeply suspicious of family dynamics.
Next up, it's Aline Sims. Welcome back, Aline.
Hello, I play Jasper, the tabaxi monk, who is luxuriating in this amazing, fluffy, like, I don't even know, as Aline, high pile robe, like it's a rug. I don't know. But anyway, it's great. It's warm. It's amazing. And our pronouns are she, her.
And last but certainly not least, it's Micah Sargent. Welcome back, Micah.
Thank you so much. I play Ajguri Lone Walker Makota Tahani, known to his friends and companions as Lone Walker, a Goliath paladin. He and I both use he, him pronouns.
So when last we left our adventures, you had just arrived at the spa, you had paid the entrance fee, you had been shown to some changing rooms. Safe, the spa attendant had shown you some lockers where you can lock up your gear. You've been given fluffy robes. There certainly seems to be the suggestion that you would leave your weapons and armor behind. Some of the characters seem to have different levels of comfort with that. Safe has given you directions that the baths of the spa are to the north. The garden where there are some kind of calisthenics classes are to the west. And the lounge for food and drink is to the east. And that is also where you can arrange other more expensive services if you are so inclined. So we'll say that you have all kind of emerged from your little changing rooms, either having changed or having put fluffy white robes over your armor and things. I would ask, I think there was some discussion of that at the end of the episode and between episodes. Who is, who is conspicuously, some of you have the ability to, just have your weapons and equipment are kind of magically concealed up on you, or, you know, your weapon is that you punch things. Who is not leaving things behind in a locker? Lone Walker,
Lone Walker from the start has made it very clear, even to Anime Boy, that he's here to find his friend, and that's the story, at least. He doesn't really know this person, and is not here to bathe, so he is going to continue wearing what he wears. He's told otherwise, then he would have a disagreement.
Are you wearing a big fluffy robe over that, or just no? And Safe says, would you like to leave your backpack here? I think you would be more comfortable. I assure you it will be very safe, but you are a guest here. Whatever will make you comfortable.
I have walked hundreds upon hundreds of miles with my armor and my backpack. I feel much more comfortable and at home in this. Taking it off would make me uncomfortable.
I just think perhaps hundreds of miles you would like a bath. He kind of sniffs.
And Lone Walker smells delightful.
Oh. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like lavender and citrus.
Oh, pardon me. I speak too soon. Whatever you, Mr. Lone Walker, however you will be your most restful time here at the Temple of the Restful Lily, do not let Sith intrude upon you. Let's see.
I thank you.
Townley, you're in a robe. You know, the robes do have very luxurious pockets if you need to, you know, put some small items in there. I'll just remind you, each of you presumably had, like, you know, a backpack with all kinds of traveling junk in it. And so it's just up to you. What are you actually carrying around in your pockets or not? Nyasa, I think you were another armor or not person.
Nyasa, you know, she says, I would feel naked without my armor. She then proceeds to take her armor off.
Okay. I was going to say, Nyasa lives at the challenging intersection of what is worst, to not have your armor and be anxious about that, or to be conspicuously stand out and anxious about that. So which anxiety will win? So Say says, so please enjoy yourselves, the gardens, the baths, the lounge, whichever is, they're all open. Whichever you will be most comfortable with. The temple is here to serve your needs. And just kind of spin gesturing in several different directions. So I will ask each of you, you know, or you can travel in pairs or in groups. But, you know, you may wish to split the party. Where are you interested in going of the aforementioned locations in the Temple of the Restful Lily? Let's start with Townley. Townley, pick a direction.
I'm going to go north to the baths. I am going to lean over to Nyasa and whisper, maybe you should take a look in those lockers to see if Fanthrax left anything in them. They're locked, but, you know, wink, wink.
I like your thinking. Can you get Anime Boy out of here?
not as canonically his name.
French Anime Boy.
Sure. There's no Fantasy France either.
Goblin.
I'll put my hand around Say's shoulders and say, show me the baths, young man.
All right. Safe and Townley head north. I'm just moving your tokens over in that direction. Nyasa, am I to presume that you are hanging back?
I am. I'm going to have a look at the sort of his desk and see if there's any sort of sign-in book or anything.
Okay.
And anything that would map lockers to people.
All right. Valente, where are you headed?
I'm going to the bath.
All right, north with Saith and Townley. Mm-hmm. Jasper, baths, garden, or lounge?
Actually, I think what I want to do is say, hey, Valente, I know you're anxious to get to the bath, but do you want to walk through the garden with me to see if we can find any ingredients for the face creams that you want to put together?
Valente is immediately intrigued and amenable.
All right, I'm going to move your tokens over there. Lone Walker, what are you feeling? Gardens,
I
lounge,
hate to
bath.
Be contrarian. Mm. But Lone Walker doesn't hate to be contrarian, so
my God.
or to go other place. So I let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did we get like a little fantasy bracelet that you just shine it at Anime Boy so you can come back in? Or is it like if I walk out those front doors, I'm going to have to pay again?
You're not going to have to pay again. I think that this is a high scale. They recognize your faces, I guess.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because I think Lone Walker is...
Well, everybody else is wearing embroidered robes.
That's true.
Lone Walker is
but
not.
But maybe I stick out not only because... Goliath, but also because he's the one who
Mr.
doesn't
Mr. Goliath,
wear the
you must be here to visit with your cousin who just checked in ahead of you. That will be 5 gold pieces, please.
Lone Walker wants to look around the grounds, like outside, and see if there's anything else.
All right. I think we have, it seems like you have separated into roughly four groups, though Nyasa might join one of the groups relatively quickly. So you have split up to cover more ground. I think I will just start with Townley, and I guess I'll kind of go, we'll deal with each of these in the order that I randomly asked you. How's that? So Townley, you have created a perfect distraction for Saith by asking for a tour. So Saith opens the doors to the north of the lobby and shows you into the baths of the Temple of the Restful Lily. I'm just going to move your tokens ahead of you there and talk to you about what you see in this lovely place and read some descriptions from the book for all of you. The kind of warm, wet air greets you, Townley, as Saith opens the double doors heading north into the baths, and you are looking into a large kind of cavernous white marble chamber. Some big pillars hold up a vaulted ceiling above you. The main feature of this room is a huge steaming pool of turquoise water. It's a large open air bath. There are some other guests here in their matching robes, kind of dangling their feet in the water. There are kind of steps leading down from the little walkway that goes around it into the water. There are some benches around the perimeter of the room. There's fancy frosted windows that kind of let diffuse sunlight into this room, giving everything kind of a warm kind of glowy look. And it's just, you know, I don't know how Townley feels about different types of climates, but it's, you know, it's warm and kind of humid in here. And Sis says, yeah, this is the main feature of the Temple of the Restful Lily, our baths and hot springs. It is fed by a natural hot spring, which is why the temple was built here oh so many years ago. And it is, the waters are very rejuvenating, very relaxing. I think anyone who visits the Temple of the Restful Lily will benefit from some bathing, and or at least to feel the water upon your tired feet. We are very, very proud of it. He kind of gestures around dramatically.
It looks very nice. I look around. I would like to first see if either of the people you mentioned mm-hmm. are Phanthrax.
Yep.
Yep, both of them?
No,
sweet.
No. Sorry, no.
You found two of them.
You are, wow, they multiply.
You are looking around to do that. Give me a quick perception check.
22.
You look around. There are four other people in this this room. There's a kind of older looking human and he is actually like swimming laps back and forth in the pool. There are two they look like they are halflings, they're sitting on the ledge of the pool with their water up to their kind of their knees dangling in the pool, and then off in the corner reading a book, but looking, you know, kind of relaxed, kind of, I think, half inclined on the a stone bench. It looks like a gnome. So human, two halflings, and a gnome.
And I will detect magic.
The water appears to be magic.
Oh, of what school of magic, may I
ask? That's always a thing that comes up with detect magic, and I am not sure.
Don't worry about it.
It is, I mean, I will. It seems to be a magical kind of healing, restorative kind of thing.
That's cool.
You also, you know what? This is the first time you've detected magic on in the thing, right? And you're, I assume, looking around with it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like there's no way that I can get out of this. Saith appears to be have some magic cast on him.
Is it illusory magic?
It appears to be illusory magic. Possibly, you know, to enhance his appearance.
Anime boyishness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a spell? Like the sort of anime boy look?
You know, I think that you would perhaps be able to determine that it is I think it might be seeming is the spell, but basically kind of a glamour type spell has been cast on Saith, either by himself or by somebody else.
Sure. Makes sense. Not my problem.
Yeah. Hey, he works in a spa, people.
I believe people can look however they want, man. Yeah.
Yep.
I will fling my robe aside. I assume everyone in here is naked.
No, but okay.
Wait, you said to take off my clothes and put on this robe, and you took me to a bathhouse.
Did I say take off all your clothes? Also, many of the people are wearing robes, so they're by definition not naked. I'm going to be honest. I've never been to a bathhouse or any kind of spa. I don't know how this works, but Tally, you do you.
All right. Well, I take my robe off and I get into the pool.
All right. Townley, the water is really, really nice. It is warm. It is steamy. And you just feel like, you know, I don't know. It's probably been a while. I think adventurers do not have access to a lot of bathing setups in the Dungeons and Dragons world. I think it's just, you know, it is few and far between. And some of you may just, you know, live that way. But it feels real good. And in fact, if you were suffering from anything that a greater restoration spell would resolve, there's a variety of curses and ailments that would be a big deal for, you would have that removed from you.
Oh my God, my memory has been restored. No, it's fine.
maybe your eyes are going to turn normal now.
No, I don't think that's a curse. It's a gift from the Queen of Air and Darkness, right?
Yeah.
It just feels real good, and the water is just like, it's just real lovely. It's kind of steamy, and yeah, it's great.
Oh, mm-hmm. This place rules.
Yeah, the water kind of next to you swirls a little bit, and a kind of watery face rises out of the water and greets you. Hello, welcome to my spring. I hope you enjoy it.
Are you the water?
Yes. Well, sort of. I'm a naiad. My name's Serena.
Hello. I feel a little awkward about being naked inside you now.
Don't worry. It's usual. I know it's unusual for you kind of creatures, but it's totally natural for us.
Oh, good.
I'm made of water. This episode can never be released now.
Why do we keep doing that?
Say, have you seen a dwarf recently? Auburn eyes?
I think so.
Ooh, recently?
That sounds familiar. There may have been someone like that here the other day. I do have a little bit of trouble telling the difference between you solids and keeping track of time, but I think it was yesterday.
Cool. That's good to know. Thank you. You're very restorative, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Aw.
So, were you here when they built a temple around you?
Indeed.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, it brings people to the temple. I do miss Silvari. Things have been different since she left, but, you know, I am here to take care of those who appreciate the waters.
Oh, so Silvari's not here anymore?
No. It's... New management took over several years back.
Huh. If you don't mind my asking.
I don't.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Serena. I'll put that in the Roll 20 chat.
Thanks, Serena. That's very nice of you. When the new owners came in, was it a hostile takeover or was it friendly?
I don't know the details. I tried not to get mixed up in solid business.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get that.
Well, unless there's anything else, please enjoy your bath.
Thanks, I will.
And she just kind of turns, you know, the water is just water again. Serena is gone.
All right, I'll relax against the side of the pool and try not to think about it.
Yep. Meanwhile, Nyasa Nightweaver, you are in the area of the changing rooms. I think, Saith, you have a couple minutes that Townley has bought for you by distracting Saith, and then Townley jumped in the water and Saith left. So
everybody else has gone away. I'm just on my own in this area.
Right? I believe so.
So first question, is the lockbox with the money in it still here?
You saw that it went into a drawer in the desk.
Okay. I open the drawer and I look for said lockbox.
There's a lockbox with an extremely mundane lock on it.
Okay. Thieves' tools were in my dressing gown. Let's see if I can get this open.
Remember when I said there would be no danger in splitting the party as long as you didn't get into trouble? Just reminding you of things I said. Please continue. There'll be a quiz later.
So I rolled... what would that be? What would I add to it?
Probably your dexterity modifier or your thievery.
Then that was a 21.
It's like... It might as well have been an unlocked box for you, for Nyasa. You pop open the box, you do zero damage to the lock, you feel confident that you could. And this was kind of a simple metal box with like a slot in the lid that Safe was using to collect the money. And inside it looks like possibly there have been a few other people in addition to yourself that have come in since the last time the box was emptied. But yeah, so there's probably about 45 gold pieces in the box.
Okay, I take out 35, okay. Leave 10 in so it still rattles.
Got it.
And I take the money and I put it in Jasper's locker in their bag.
Okay. So you then break into Jasper's locker. Give me another thievery check.
Okay. Better. 19 plus 4. So yeah, 22.
Okay. These locks are a little bit more significant, but again, no trouble for a master thief and assassin. Says to yourself, you pop open Jasper's box. Jasper, what kind of things are in your storage locker? I imagine there's your monk robes. What else do you got?
There's a backpack on this unit.
I've got my short sword, my darts. Mm-hmm. Some brewer supplies, my herbalism kit. There's a playing card set.
Wow, you travel with a lot of stuff for a monk.
Yeah, no, I do not pack light. I don't wear armor, so that leaves me a lot of carrying space for.
I just feel like traveling with brewer's equipment seems like cumbersome.
Look, you never know.
Yeah, you never know
when you're gonna want.
Take the copper pot off your back, put it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, why improvised pay for weapon? Beer?
It comes in handy.
Yeah. All right. So you have access to that locker.
I'm gonna stash the gold in there. Log everything up. Put it all back as it was. Then start my actual mission.
Oh, and... God.
Where are you putting it? Like, am I going to notice it when I pick up the coin purse, or is it
no?
Gonna be, like,
I think like in
somewhere?
Your like the giant barrel that is part of the brewer's equipment. Like,
okay.
It's going to be at the bottom of that, under like a layer of grain or whatever is part of that.
Okay. Next thing. To the hergometer.
Yeah. So, you know, I probably like weigh it down so it doesn't like. Jingle yeah. as you walk.
Okay.
But I
okay.
figure nobody's gonna check the monk. Anyway, so is there anything on the desk that would indicate whose locker might be whose?
Oh yes. It looks like Seth has a little logbook that he has numbers for lockers and a list. It looks like basically a guest list with where he's noting checking in and checking out and giving and assigning keys.
So, is there any sign of Falfrax on?
Give me a quick perception check to decipher Safe's challenging goblin / common handwriting.
I have rolled a 15.
It sure looks like there is. He's got initials for someone FL who arrived 2 days ago, yeah. And paid to enter and stay 2 nights in the bathhouse.
I will have a quick look at that and see if there's. Yeah, I'll open up that locker as well and
okay. Yeah, there's a locker key, and I imagine there's what on the map there's like 10 changing rooms, but there's more than that in lockers. Otherwise, they can only have 10 guests at a time. And this is an amazing, magnificent spa, Tony. Don't be like a lazy video game designer that has not accommodated for a variety of people. Yeah, there's I would say there's 20 or 30 lockers. You figure out which number was assigned to FL. You go over, you pop open that locker. And, you know, at this point, you've opened a variety of lockers. You hear Safe bidding adieu to Townley. You pop open that locker behind the changing room screen, and the locker is empty.
Can I roll?
You want to roll perception to see how empty it is?
Yeah, I want to know if it's really empty.
Okay.
There's dust in there.
Give me a quick perception check.
19.
You are like feeling around in it, just making sure there's not like it's something invisible or that it's got a false bottom or something in it. It's just an empty locker.
I close the locker and go to the baths as well.
All right. Say pops into the lobby just as you're like, oh, bonjour, the baths, they are this way, and holds the door open for you. All right. Meanwhile, let us continue kind of counterclockwise. Jasper and Valente, I think you were going to go explore the gardens, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the gardens are to the west of the lobby. So there's kind of the, you know, you're stepping outside of it, but it's walled in. So you're, you know, within the temple grounds, but there's not a roof over your head, as it were. And there's this you know, stone wall with some little iron things around it, lots of ivy growing up, but there's kind of a small garden here. There's kind of a big open kind of field in the middle of it. There are some people in white robes kind of like hopping up and down. There seems to be an elf who's seems to be leading the activities, but there is also a little path that goes through kind of a scattering of trees and bushes. There's some stone benches. Also off in one corner, there's like a big kind of tree, and in the shade of the tree, there's a bunch of kind of, looks like kind of strength training stuff, some stone and metal weights and some wooden poles and heavy sacks strewn about. And the elf seems to be kind of, she's barking orders at the various people who are hopping up and down doing fantasy jumping jacks.
I'm definitely not going to be joining that calisthenics, but I scan to see if there are any dwarves who might match the description of our so-called friend.
All right. Give me a quick perception check.
I got a 9.
I got a 23.
23. Oh, nice. You're not sure, Jasper, but looking at them, you see that it's a mix of humans. They all look look like they're probably in their early 30s. They look like they might be, I don't know if they're related, but maybe at least from like the, they look like they're a group. The elf looks over at you, Jasper and Valente, and says, "Hey, new people, you're late. Get over here. Get in line."
I nod politely.
No, thank you.
But I do nothing.
The elf, nope. She's kind of she's kind of big, broad shouldered for an elf. She's got kind of auburn hair. So she kind of rolls her eyes and says, "Whatever." And you are free to walk around the garden if you want.
Since we are here, I then asked Jasper to show me the kinds of plants we might need for my
Do I notice any here?
There is a bunch of plants and bushes and shrubs that seem perhaps specifically planted here for their medicinal properties. So yeah, it seems like there are some things that would be a variety of use here.
And I quietly like steal some, but I try not to let even Jasper see, because I feel like as a monk, she probably wouldn't approve of my thievery.
A perfect monk.
This one's good for anti-inflammatory things. If you get any redness, especially after exertion, be really good for that. But while I'm doing this, I'm also taking the opportunity to kind of look around and see if, like, not that I have a lot of experience with spas as a monk, does anything, or as a human, but does anything look unusual or amiss? Does anything stand out?
Give me a perception check or a nature check, maybe even.
My perception is much better than my nature, so I'm gonna do that first. 27.
You are looking around when you notice that in the corner of the southwest corner of the garden, there's this really big tree with a bunch of equipment under in the shade of it. And that tree kind of moves in a way that is strange to you. And I'm going to tell you, you recognize that this is an awakened tree, which is a
cool
sentient tree.
Like I could talk to it type sentient tree?
Yeah. It is a tree that somebody has used magic to make it, you know, it started life as an ordinary tree, but has been given sentience and even mobility. It's unclear whether it talks back to you, but you believe it could understand.
Cool. I don't know if I want to say anything to Valanthe, because like I'm still making my mind up about her.
Sure, but you're not tree friends yet.
Yeah, like you know, but she was nice and paid for me to come in, and mm-hmm. I feel like she's vain, but at least I know what to expect from her, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that about a person. So,
all right.
So, like, I'm gonna kind of make my way over to the tree, and just kind of check it out more closely.
Okay. The calisthenics class seems to be wrapping up. The guests look all just completely sweaty and messy, and the elf is like, all right, you bums, hit the baths, we'll do this again tomorrow, and I'm not gonna go as easy on you next time. And the four humans kind of sheepishly wander off back into the lobby. So it's Valanthe and Jasper and a tree and an elf in a garden.
I'm following Jasper because I feel like mm-hmm. I might be still learning from her and knowing maybe there's something on this tree I might need to pick leaves from.
Okay. Jasper, you're approaching the tree.
I'm just going to talk to the tree. Hey, tree, how you doing?
One of the smaller branches kind of gently waves back at you. Maybe it's the wind.
What a lovely spot. It's so nice that you can provide shade for for people.
The tree kind of just seems to kind of like, here. It's almost like it's stretching the leaves and the branches just kind of reach a little bit further out into the sky, soak up the sun, let the shade and the cool breeze flow over the garden.
I'm gonna look at Valanthe to see if she seems impressed to be her. Noticing. Yeah, like
with your tree.
Should
talk.
I do like a perception check?
Sure.
Or something to see if I notice.
You notice Jasper talking to a tree. That's for sure. You don't need perception. Yes,
but I'm like, I got a 23. So would I?
The tree seems to be responding to Jasper. I don't know if you know about awakened trees, but seems like Jasper and this tree have a relationship, or at least are having a conversation. A connection.
Moving pretty very quick.
Sorry. I don't know. Look, I don't know trees. I don't know spas. Well, everything in this adventure is made up. None of this is real.
I say to Jasper, is this tree alive, like responding to you? And I don't pick any leaves off of it because I'm not a heartless. I'm heartless, but not that heartless.
You don't want to get caught.
I think it's sentient. I just don't know. I don't know what that means for anything.
While you're kind of contemplating this, the elf kind of jogs over to the two of you, and she's still kind of like jogging in place and says, hey, you two aren't messing with my tree, are you?
No.
No, we were just admiring it. It's beautiful.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
What do you know about this tree?
Oh, this is Willow. She helps me out here. We take good care of each other. She kind of elbows the tree in the trunk. You must be new. Is this your first day? Welcome to the Temple of the Restful Lily.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to going to the baths or getting a massage.
Oh yeah. Well, if you are interested in getting any kind of sweat on before you take it easy, I'm Azirsa, and I would be happy to help you out. That's what I do.
Thank you, but no.
Oh, okay. Maybe you'll feel different tomorrow.
Probably not.
Mm. How long have you worked here?
Oh, well, my sisters and I own and operate this place for almost 10 years now.
And has Willow been here the entire time that Like, did you plant Willow when you...
Oh, yeah. Willow was, you know, I thought, you know, it's kind of me over here in the garden. I like to have some company. So, yeah.
Does she do anything other than, like, special, other than just shading and existing?
Oh, no. She helps out with the advanced workout classes, too.
Does calisthenics as a tree?
We do a little tug of rope. She helps me with doing a little bit of Tony is forgetting the actual word for it. Is it just jump rope? What is the thing where you jump a rope?
Yeah, jump rope.
Okay. Is there a fancy version of that? It's just jump rope.
Double Dutch is a fancy version of jump rope.
Do we have Dutch? Do we have Holland and D&D? No, we do. She's my partner. We do a variety of things where, you know, you need two people to do stuff for the guests. And you know what? Yeah, I'll show you. And Azirsa scoops up. There's a sack underneath the tree, and she kind of dumps it out. And it's just a long chain, and she throws the chain kind of up one end of it up into the branches, and she runs out about 10 feet, and they're swinging the chain over and over again, and she's saying, and the people jump up and down inside this to not get hit by the chain. It's good for you.
Yes, I'm sure it is good for you.
Gets the blood flowing, opens up your lungs.
Arteries.
Yeah.
Pores.
You don't want your arteries.
That's
what we do to people.
Just opens up your veins and lets that blood get real. Getting it back in. That is not so easy to do. But once no, trust me. A good workout.
I know
workout,
about opening up veins.
You know, a meal and a bath feels very different after a good workout. Sure, you can take it easy for a day. But I think after that, you know, you want to get the blood pumping. You want to feel alive.
I get that.
She starts jogging in place again.
I have a very physical job, and I don't exert myself unless I'm working.
Whatever you say, princess.
We were supposed to meet a friend here. I was wondering if you've seen a dwarf around lately.
I don't know if we have any dwarves staying with us right now. I haven't had anyone in my classes like that.
All right.
Inside. Well.
Sorry, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Good idea, mystery voice. Mm-hmm. I got to change insight. Mm-hmm.
No,
I can
probably
pass that on. Like,
I don't think we had dwarves in weeks. She says evasively.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Definitely not any with auburn eyes. I mean,
we didn't mention
auburn eyes here, so no, I was just offering that as a tidbit.
Totally
one
innocuous.
Of the kinds of dwarf we haven't had is the kind with auburn eyes.
Yes, I was
the kind.
Just being complete.
I asked the tree if the tree Willow has seen any dwarves.
The tree doesn't talk, so the tree kind of shrugs.
You roll insight on a shrug. A tree shrug.
Valente, Jasper, anything else from you, or we'll cut over to Lone Walker?
I think we can cut.
All right. Lone Walker, you have left the Temple of the Restful Lily. You have strode out through the doors. I assume you closed them behind you because you're not a monster.
I was not born in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say anything bad about centaurs, but you know, yeah. So
he's kind of a monster.
What centaur? There's no one here
in general. So you know that there, you know, the structure is in a little grove, and there are two other structures behind it. I don't know if there's other things you wanted to if you had a specific destination other than explore.
I want to go behind the main building to check out the structures there.
I will ask you relatively academically and not in a foreboding way, do you want to head to the east or the west?
Let's head to the east.
All right. So you walk around the Temple of the Restful Lily. It is a big structure, so it takes you a little while to get around it. There's a bunch of you can see windows all along the wall, but they're kind of set high in the wall and with kind of either stained glass or kind of frosted glass. So there's not any kind of easy way to look in to them. You go take the long path around the temple and are looking. There's kind of a, there's an open green space behind the temple. There's a path leading from the temple to one of the two structures behind the temple. And the two structures are, on the right or eastern side, there is a circular short tower. Looks like it's probably about 3 stories with a peaked roof. And there is kind of a well-kept path that runs from the temple to the tower. I will tell you you could probably just see from here, there's some gargoyles kind of flanking the ornate door to the tower. And there's a sign, I'm going to say, with pretty large lettering on the tower that says, like, staff only. In the western corner of the grove behind the temple, there is a kind of squat, more square-shaped stone structure, which is over on the left side of the map. And it is all kind of overgrown, and it looks kind of maybe abandoned.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Lone Walker first is going to step off the beaten path and start to make his way. He just wants to look on all around this tower without walking like directly in front of it. So
okay.
He kind of steps off the beaten path so that he doesn't get spotted by anyone, so that he can make his way around the tower and just see if there are any places of ingress, if you will.
Okay.
That are apart from that front door.
All right. You're just going to do a quick... It's not a very big tower. Does not take very long to walk around the tower. There's a couple windows on the ground floor, but they're all kind of tiny, skinny, kind of arrow slit style windows. And there are more like that up on the second and third floor. It looks like the only obvious ingress and egress, especially for a creature of your proportions, is the door on the ground floor. Kind of that connects with the path to the back door of the temple.
How tall is the window?
Let me just check if there's a canonical answer, but I think the answer is not very tall. Yeah, I think they're small kind of arrow slit style windows.
Okay, so arrow slits, yeah. So not glass or anything in them.
I think they have glass in them, like frosted glass, but I think it would not, yeah, I think a creature is not climbing in and out of them.
Okay, then
without the use of Lone Walker, magic or something like that.
Yeah, Lone Walker goes to the back, wherever there's one of those arrow slit windows.
Sure.
And he sighs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes the haft of... he takes his quarterstaff and he like hits the window in an attempt to break it.
Okay, I am not going to make you roll to break a window.
Thank you. And he peers inside, and then he misty steps indoors because he's fey touched and can do that.
Oh, wow. You just picked a window on the backside of this tower, so
yeah.
I know where that connects to, but you didn't necessarily know. I'm going to reveal part of the tower for you. You have arrived in a little room. It's kind of shaped like a Trivial Pursuit wedge. Because it's the tower is circular and it's in a section of the tower. There is one door off of it, which seems like it leads, if not to the room that the front door opened into, it's certainly in that direction. But you appear to be in somebody's quarters. There is a bed here. There's a wardrobe and a dresser. There's a mirror against the wall. You're in someone's room.
Interesting. I'll roll for perception to see. Elevor would be pumped because there's a bed, but Lone Walker couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. Let's see. For searching the like bed area and the little table next to the bed, I rolled, that would be, where is my, 10.
Mm-hmm. You are looking around. The bed has very fancy silk sheets. There's some clothing scattered on the floor. But looking, you know, you open up the little bedside table. There's nothing exciting here. There's a little unlit candle that's about half melted down next to it. That's what's in and around the bed.
Okay. And then I will check that I can't remember what you said
there's
the
like
structure
a, there's
was.
There's a dresser, or yeah, or wardrobe, I
okay,
should say.
Dresser. Let me do... Oh my God, why do I keep using these D&D Beyond rolls? I'm sure I didn't find anything with a 4.
Mm. I mean, you open up the wardrobe. There is a... I mean, even with a 4, it's not hidden, so right, it's not right. gonna, you know... What catches your eye is a shiny suit of armor that is like, you know, basically filling the entire wardrobe.
Wow. So with, I guess I would have some knowledge of armor, as a heavy armor wearer.
Yeah.
Could I be able to tell, perhaps what race would wear this armor or some semblance of understanding like this was not a goblin's armor or something?
Give
like
me some kind of roll, perception, maybe let's history, see. Something like that. But, you know, yeah. And I would say you have advantage on this because of your knowledge of arms and armory.
Okay. Sweet. I'll definitely take the first roll instead of the second one because that was a 1 the second time. So 16.
All right. You are looking at it. This is a set of scale mail armor. So this is pretty serious armor for some kind of warrior. You're not entirely certain what type of creature either created this or wore this, but what immediately catches your eye, it seems, you know, humanoid, seems too tall to be a dwarf. I feel like that was your first question that you were going to ask. So once you rule out that it is not a dwarven armor, or at least it would be kind of very tall, skinny dwarf, it does seem to be, as you're looking around it, it has a hole for a tail, as if the person who wears this armor has a tail. And then as you're looking around, behind the armor is a pair of kind of fancy looking short swords, and they are inscribed with a language. What language does Lone Walker speak?
Lone Walker speaks Common, Elvish, and Giant.
These are inscribed with a language that you do, I don't think you recognize, or at least certainly not one you speak. Give me a quick history check to see if you even recognize what the language is.
I can do that. That is a 10.
You think it might be Infernal.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That's
so just
concerning.
To sum up, you have found a fancy suit of scale mail armor customized for the owner who might have a tail, and there are two fancy matching short swords, possibly inscribed with infernal glyphs.
Oh, God. Are there any? Oh, and actually, if he has even an inkling that that might be what it is, it sort of recoils in disgust. Mm-hmm.
They also look expensive. So
I think... Are the swords small enough or thin enough to be shoved out of the arrow slit window?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. He's just going to toss them out there, just outside real quick.
Okay.
Just like, ugh, get them out of this room.
Ah!
Oh, no. Somebody back there. Yeah. And then is there another structure in this room? I see there's like one in front of the bed, but
I think you have at this point investigated this room.
Sweet. Okay. I guess I'll
there's a set of drawers with fancy but mundane clothing in it. Actually, you know what?
Got it.
Give me a quick perception check.
All right.
On the clothing.
That is, what is my perception? 12.
They look fancy.
got it.
All right. That's what you see in here. Lone Walker, I think I'm going to let you do like one or two more things, and then perhaps we'll jump onto other people. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to approach the door and slowly open it.
All right. You're approaching the door that leads out of these private quarters and slowly opening it. Does slowly suggest to me that you were doing a stealth check, or is that just a descriptive word you're using?
I will do a stealth check. Right. I won't like it, but I will do it.
You do wear armor, so I'm guessing you're not...
I will like it. Oh. I got a 17.
All right. You stealthily peek open the door very quiet, very stealthily to look what room is beyond this. And I'm going to reveal a little bit more of the tower for you, Micah. You are looking into what looks like the foyer entryway.
Okay.
vestibule of the tower. It is not empty. I'll just tell that to you right away because I'm about to read a description that doesn't get to the occupant until the very end in traditional Dungeons and Dragons room description. So you're looking into the foyer. There's some kind of decorative big vases with kind of like sticks in them placed around the room. There's a kind of large rug in the middle of it. There is a spiral stone staircase that looks like it must go be in the middle of the tower leading up. There is a door that you know is the leads out of the tower. There's another door that leads to another chamber on this level of the tower. But the occupant of this foyer, there's a very elderly looking dragonborn. So dragonborn are humanoids with dragon-like features. It looks like it's kind of an old, feeble looking dragon, and she is dragonborn, not dragon, old, feeble looking dragonborn. And she has a broom, and she is like sweeping the foyer, but just kind of like, it's just like a really sad, like not like she looks just kind of so thin and weak that it looks like she is like barely able to hold up the broom, but she is trying to sweep the room.
Wow. Okay, Lone Walker is going to sort of stumble through the door, purposefully, and then he says, "I should not be in here. Please show me the way out."
The dragonborn. Let me just make sure. I think I have a description of the dragonborn in case it matters.
That's a great war cry, by the way.
I do not belong here. In case it matters to you, Lone Walker, this appears to be a dragonborn. With dragonborns have different types of dragon ancestry as cued by the color of their scales. This dragonborn shows they have very kind of golden scales, suggesting that they come from a gold dragon some ways back.
Aren't those lawful good?
They usually, usually. So, cool. So the dragonborn kind of goes, and kind of nervously gestures. She just points at the front door of the tower.
Thank you. I should ask, despite or other than my moment of fright there, are you okay?
Please leave. I don't want to get in trouble.
Very well. And he does.
Okay. And Lone Walker strides out the front door into the yard. Does he even turn to look over his shoulder at the two gargoyles flanking the door to the tower?
I don't think he does, because a staff member pointed him the right way, so he's hopeful that he can just make his way back.
All right, and you did throw two swords out the window into the backyard of the tower, correct?
I did do that thing, yes.
Do you care about...
There's a maintenance worker with two swords sticking out of his back, still raking the lawn.
No, he just, because I broke the window.
You break a window.
Okay. I think maybe the last thing I'll do
broke before... by the swords trying to escape. We don't know what happened here.
I think the last thing I'll do, I know we need to move on from me, is Lone Walker starts to make his way to the back.
All right.
to
scoop up some swords.
Handle the swords.
I'll say that you can, and you wander, take the long way around to avoid walking directly to them, but whatever. You make your way back there, grab some swords, and we'll figure out what you're going to do next. Let us go back to Townley for possibly our last check-in of the today's session. Townley, you and Nyasa are in the baths, luxuriating. Other than luxuriating, is there anything you'd like to do while you're here?
I had also thrown off my robe and strayed confidently into the waters.
Okay.
Because I know how a bath works.
I'll edge along the side of the pool until I'm near those halflings.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you guys find out about this place?
We're scouts, so we know a lot about a lot of things. I'm Unroc. This is my partner, Michelle.
Hello, Unroc. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
I'm Townley Mountain Taker. This is Nyasa.
Ah, nice to meet you.
I wave.
We got here from a portal that came out of a book.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah. But you guys just walk here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we took a caravan, but we're here from Waterdeep. Going to spend a week. You know, we try and do this every couple of years. It's, you know, it's scouting. It's hard work. You gotta take care of yourself.
Oh, you do this every couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
Were you here when Silvari Silversong owned the place?
Oh, yeah. I think that was probably toward the end of her management time here. But yeah, we were here, I think, once before before the sisters took over.
Oh, the sisters? Who are the sisters?
Oh, you haven't met them yet? They'll be around. There's three elven sisters, lovely people. They run the place. This is their operation now.
Well, it's really nice.
Yeah, I'll say. They really upped the game. I mean, you know, Silvari, bless her heart, but, you know, things were a little more basic back then.
Just the pool, probably, or what?
Yeah, there was the pool was the feature of the things. You know, the sisters, they put in the lounge and the special services and whatnot.
There's special services? Is there a secret menu I should know about? Any tricks you can tell us about? You know, a little insider.
Michelle kind of elbows Unrock in the ribs and says, he shouldn't say this, but, you know, well, obviously there's what's on the menu, and then there's the special services.
Ooh, see, I'm not up on the podcasts and YouTube videos about this place. What's on the secret menu?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it myself, but, you know, you hear things, and we've been here a couple times. There's, you know, the special treatments that the sisters offer themselves. That, you know, I'm talking a little bit beyond, you know, haircut and a manicure.
Michelle, look me in the eye.
Oh gosh. You got it, mister.
What are these secret treatments?
Well, again, I don't know the details. I have not taken them myself. I hear they're a little pricey. And, you know, I think it's one of those if you have to ask, you can't afford it kind of deals. And, you know, we're working stiffs over here.
I didn't ask how much it was. We can afford anything.
They say, and again, you know, don't mean to be talking out of school here, but they say they can make you younger. They say you can make you stronger. Maybe even a little faster, maybe a little smarter. They say they unlock the best versions of yourself.
Ah, you know, I've already had the best version of myself opened up.
I mean, hey, we all have, but you know, some of our best years are behind us.
Have you guys ever heard of the Queen of Air and Darkness?
Oh God!
Do you have a moment to talk about the Queen?
Queen of Air and Darkness. Thankfully, Townley.
I have some pamphlets.
Thankfully,
for you.
Townley, completely naked, and there's no pamphlets on it. Damn it!
I bet he found a way.
Tell me more. tell me more, and we fade to black. Monty, is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Will Unrock and Michelle want to hear more about the Queen of Air and Darkness? What is going on at this spa? What secrets might the sisters be hiding? Who does that suit of armor with a tail slot go belong to? And why do they have two infernal swords? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill, Candlekeep Mysteries, The Price of Beauty.